I love the smell of Mackinac fudge in the morning.
Oh,
believe
man.
It or not, in the Straits of Mackinac, it's a big celebration. While down here in Southeast Michigan, April, we celebrate opening day with the Tigers. Up there, they are kind of celebrating an opening day as well. Not that they ever close.
Like a soft opening.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. It's the businesses, those businesses that do close during the winter months that are tourism-oriented. They are now back open for business. So that's something to celebrate as we hang on every sign of spring. And who better to tell us about it than Tim High, my old roommate and a good buddy who is executive director of the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. What a proud day to be a Michigander. We were watching the draft last night from Patrick Dowd's club over at the Mustang, and oh my goodness, everyone was just so proud of the show that Detroit put on.
That's a wonderful perspective that this whole thing stretches well beyond. Mm-hmm. You didn't have any rogue Packer fans in there from UP, did you?
Oh, you know it. I was wearing a Lion pet, and it wasn't popular with everybody, that's for sure.
Thank you for representing.
Wow.
So what exactly does, quote-unquote, opening day mean?
You know, it means that after a really busy winter where tens of millions of dollars of construction is just getting wrapped up right now, is that we can open today. We're going to cut the ribbon in about a half hour and start welcoming guests for the summer season.
Where is the ribbon cutting happening?
Well, Jamie, we've got this great little meeting space above the visitor center, which is an old Coast Guard station here on the Straits. And that's called Station 256. And Mayor Dowd, I just saw her entering the room, and she'll be cutting the ribbon about 7:15 this morning with a bunch of our members and live television from where Guy and I used to work at TV 9 and 10. And so we're excited to announce it to everybody that we're open.
Tim, any new attractions, anything new going on up at Mackinac this year?
You know, Lloyd, it was the busiest winter that I can remember as far as the Carhartt Army getting out there and just coming to work every day and getting stuff done. Stonecliff has spent $30 million for the last 2 years and didn't open the last two seasons. And they are going to be opening in about a month now. And I can't wait to see what they've done with that. Grand Hotel, many people saw that they built a new retaining wall this summer or this winter. And then what they've also been in the middle of a 4-year project where they're basically redoing the front of the hotel. So they are putting big investments into the property. And one of our oldest hotels here on Main Street, which I'm standing on right now, the Lakeview Hotel, every single room in the Lakeview Hotel was redone this winter. And then at Mission Point, we're celebrating the Ware family this year. They're 10 years of local ownership and all the investment and time and talent they put into it. Those are some of the highlights of some of the new things that you're going to see this year on Mackinac.
You know, Tim, it's one of the most special places on Earth. We're going to be meeting up there at the end of May for the
Mackinac Policy Conference
and talking about a lot of things. We know that it is just like everywhere else in the state of Michigan. It's really hard to find good workers. Nobody hires more seasonal help on a percentage basis than the folks on Mackinac Island. How is that going? I know the powers that be in Washington and beyond have made it pretty challenging for you with some, if you're trying to do temporary visas, things like that, it's not been easy.
No, it hasn't, Guy, and you know the story very well. This year we asked for 1,200 workers, and I think we're going to end up getting them one way or the other, but not through the way that we typically do. But there is some encouraging light at the end of the tunnel. There is a new House resolution that has been introduced by Representative Slotkin and Representative Berglund. And this would tie all the jobs that we need to economic need and not that false limit cap that they put in, Guy, at 66,000. It would be done if the Labor Department says, yes, you cannot get an American to do that job, then this bill says, then you will get your H-2B visa. That would solve everything. So we're looking forward to seeing if Congress can start passing some things and getting in motion, but maybe in a year or two that might come.
Well, I was thinking about you and other business leaders as I saw the headline on the Wall Street Journal yesterday. U.S. fertility rate falls to record low. We're not making workers.
That does not apply to Mackinac Island.
Oh, really? Is there something you want to tell us, too? We know you got to stay warm up there in the winter months. What happens on the island stays on the island.
I got a question, too, for you, Tim. I understand we know there are no cars up there on Mackinac Island, but you might still have some stricter speed limits from what I understand because the Michigan Senate has voted to put some restrictions. You guys are dealing with these e-bikes that are just like zipping through the area there.
Yeah, just quickly, three things about the e-bikes. Number one, culturally, an e-bike doesn't really fit the culture of Mackinac Island. Number two, safety, and that's probably the foremost concern. E-bike batteries are unpredictable, and if there is a fire caused by an e-bike battery, it starts so fast. It is such a hot fire, and we have all of these buildings that are turned the last century construction. It would be hard to put out. So those are the main reasons, and then this scares the horses. So we're just trying to slow it down, man. You come up here to slow down, not speed up. So we're just trying to make the culture, you know, make it fit the culture.
Exactly.
I will say some people in traditional bikes, when they go down that hill by the Grand Hotel, go very fast. I can't imagine how they go that fast.
Yeah, they do. Gravity has a way with them. Yeah. Sometimes Chief of Police Topolsky will be out there with his radar gun, and he will look at you if you go over the speed limit. That just happened here.
we talked to the chief last year, and he said, you know, it isn't the e-bikes themselves have their own particular problems, but it's the folks that are getting on them for the first time that are the true menace because they don't understand just how quickly they accelerate.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. So we definitely want people that have mobility issues to bring their e-bike as long as it's a class one, which means no accelerator. And those are more than welcome on Mackinac Island. But if people are using those e-bikes for convenience sake, then they're asking them to please just cooperate with what we're trying to do here.
You want to give us a little weather report?
I was going to say, how cold is it today?
You know, I'm out here in a sport coat, no winter coat. It's probably 35 degrees, but you can hear the birds. Sun's coming up, light breeze, and we're ready for opening day.
And we know that the gardeners on the site are doing wonders, planting the seeds that will be glorious probably 6 weeks from now with the lilacs in bloom, not to mention the magic garden that you have there. Or the secret garden, I should say.
The secret garden. It'll all be in bloom when you guys get up here for the policy conference. We
can't wait
to see you and can't wait for that annual conference. It really kicks the season off for us.
Well, we look forward to it. We know that the golf courses are also greening up there that the Grand Hotel has. We look forward to it all, Tim. And thanks for have a great opening
day. Happy opening day.
Yeah.
Thanks, and enjoy the rest of the draft. And again, all of us in Michigan are so proud of Detroit. What a great job.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tim.
We'll pass that along. We're all pretty proud here this morning, too. Take care. Tim Hyde, Executive Director of the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau. Did you see the Secret Garden last year when you were up there? It's amazing. And we talked to the gardener that did it, mm-hmm. and he works magic in this small space. And when you go in there, it is kind of like stepping back in time, but it is truly magical. When we come back, we'll get your headlines of the day, including Michigan and the U.S. economic forecast. Are we growing?